My name is Rick Recking. My wife says my writing's improved since I joined the Meadowood Group, I think 6 years ago. We don't agree on much, so I'll let you guys decide that. And because this doesn't take place in the Caymans, this takes place in Madison. And if anybody here was also a witness to this or participated in this, I'd like to hear from you afterwards. The Wisconsin Caucus. Among many political reforms established in Wisconsin's progressive era was the open primary. The open primary took the nominating process away from backroom dealers, King Caucus, Bob La Follette called it, and put it into the hands of the people. Yet the lessons of the Tammany masters were distant when the Democrats once again tested the caucus for a presidential nominee in 1984. I'm uncertain what the Republicans were doing that year, since Reagan was strutting around, busting unions and spitting Star Wars with Harold Stassen as his party opposition. That year of political overreach lived up to its hallowed name in this, the only caucus I've been a part of. It was held on a Saturday in early April. At the time, I lived in the Marquette neighborhood near the Capitol in the 46th Legislative Assembly District. The 46th was assigned the state capitol assembly chamber in which to caucus. Most Wisconsinites would recognize that assembly room from the governor's State of the State speeches. It's a grand, rich room of Italian marble and native hardwoods, with a 36-foot dome of leaded glass and a large fresco, Wisconsin, a vision of our state's past and future on the high wall behind the dais. It has seats and desks for 100 legislators. Wide aisles and columned alcoves surround the legislative floors with public galleries and 200 seats in the balcony. My neighbor, Dave Spella, and I arrived early and chose our seats, the big leather seats in the front row on the center aisle. Many caucus sites around the state, some county-sized, had but 80 or 100 attendees, reflecting the excitement the Democrats were mounting. Yet Dave and I lived in one of the most liberal and politically active districts in the state on Madison's Isthmus. The Isthmus remains an area where even off-year primaries for municipal offices produces contentious battles and high turnouts. On that Saturday, the Democrats had badly miscalculated how many would show up at their state capital district caucus. Hours later, with nearly 1,000 squeezed standing room only onto the floor and 400 pressed into the galleries, lines still inched forward through the rotunda, since some who made it inside were already having to leave because of toilet needs or other commitments. Many more, I came to learn, had come and gone, having given up on the long lines and by the general confusion. Amongst the standing mob, we were quite enjoying our easy chairs with our newspapers and the deck of cards that Dave thought to bring along. We played gin on those oak desks, just like they do today, in contrast to the serious people's business that was conducted in the assembly before 2010. But I digress. It was a Saturday morning, stretching into the afternoon, and we were growing bored, joining everyone else in anger and frustration, following a series of announcements, "We will be starting soon," which was responded to with catcalls and an increasing number of boos at those announcing and stepping away. Everyone inside the room and out was exhausted, pissed off, and ready to riot. Among my traits is an anxiety in and an intolerance of a leaderless situation. Suddenly, my anxieties took the upper hand, and with an inspiration for Wisconsin's future floating on the fresco above me, I rushed the podium and took control of the empty microphone. "My name is Rick Recking, and we need to get this caucus started," I hollered into the mic, while the Democratic big shots, stage left, screamed at me to stop. I knew my state representative, David Clarenbach, a neighbor and a good guy by name and sight. And as he approached and tried to get the mic, I stood my ground. "I'm not giving this up, David," I shouted as I blocked him. "There are clearly no rules here, and we need to get started. I have the floor." People, witnessing our tussle up close, shouted, "Let him start," which emboldened me. The crowd tumult, after hearing the amplified argument, started to chant, "Open primaries, open primaries, open primaries," and Dave retreated. I watched the suits yelling amongst themselves, and then someone picked up the phone, presumably for the police. Standing and facing the thunderous crowd, my shaking knees suggested that my bravado was misplaced. Turn and run crossed my mind. No, I was past that, and was buoyed to see Dave standing with the others in the crowd, pumping his fist. And now the chants inside initiated huge roars from the crowd pushing to get in from the outside, trying to get seats and suspecting they were being left out. They were. Game on. The Democratic candidates still running that year were Walter Mondale, Jesse Jackson, and Gary Hart. I determined to lead an impromptu voice vote for each candidate in alphabetical order as my numb brain processed H before J while waiting for the Capitol Police to arrive, shouting, "You know who you want, let's vote." And after the cheers had subsided, I shouted again, "Everyone for Gary Hart, say aye," which got a rousing yell. "For Jesse Jackson," was met with an even more explosive, raucous, and sustained cheer. "For Walter Mondale," returned the least loud response. With raised hands, "It looks like Jackson," I yelled, and left the podium, melting into the crowd on the right side as the Keystone Cops stormed up the other. People started filing out. The Isthmus's caucus was over. Dave packed up his cards and we walked home. CY84 was the last presidential nominating caucus in state history, and no one bothered to ask for my vote. Open primaries, Wisconsin, Fighting Bob had said it all. Postscript. After reading my recollection to our writers group, I went to the microfiche files of the State Historical Society to make sure my memories were correct. Saturday's papers noted the schism and the tensions within the Wisconsin Democratic Party over the use of a caucus system and away from the open primary, a jewel of the progressive era, the opposition called it. Sunday's papers reported the results of the caucuses across the state. They were a mess in Milwaukee and multiple other districts. The Hart campaign was threatening lawsuits. Mondale was reported to have won statewide, but of special note was the near riot and confusion in the legislative assembly, where 1,840 had registered, but so many were still in line or had left during the delayed start that an accurate count was impossible to gauge. Jesse Jackson, they noted, appeared to be the winner in the 46th Assembly District.